Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. A couple of notes on the calendar. Next to Normal, directed by Beth Turcott, part of the main stage series at Ball State University, continues through September 13th. Tickets and the full schedule at bsu.edu. Anderson's main stage theater is wrapping up Run for Your Wife Saturday and Sunday and has Shrek the Musical coming up in October, with information available at mainstagetheater.org. Just a note that Saturday and Sunday, September 6th and 7th, the Andersontown Powwow, one of the state's premier Native American festivals. Details at andersontownpowwow.org. And coming up next weekend, September 13th, it's the White River Cleanup. This is the 8th year, and they've taken out 40 tons of trash over the years. More than 500 people volunteered last year. If you would like to join them, check out beautifulmuncie.org. Muncie Civic Theater is wrapping up its first show of the new season. Noises Off ends Saturday, or ended Saturday if you are hearing us on Sunday. We talked with Todd Sandman, executive director at the theater, Laura Williamson, president of their board. They're also in the show, which is directed by Paul Tavianini. We caught up with them while the production was still coming together, so you may hear some hammering and power drills in the background because the set was being finished even as we chatted in the theater.
Hi, my name's Todd Sandman. I'm the executive director here at the theater, and I play Freddie Lowe's, who is playing the role of Philip Brent in the Noises Off.
Can you talk about how you chose this production?
The selection of the plays in general for the entire season actually goes through an artistic committee. And this show was brought up because historically we have done a traditional comedy to open the season, or a show that's a little more youth-oriented to kick things off. And this is one of my bucket list shows personally as well. I saw it as a high school, while I was in high school, and a touring company that came through Fort Wayne, and I was blown away by it. It's one of those shows that always stuck with me, and it was brought up, and I thought, oh my God, yes, it's a play about a play, and the audience is going to love this. It's hysterically funny. It's probably one of, I would say, the most famous of contemporary farces. So I said, let's do it.
My name is Laura Williamson. I'm playing Belinda and Flavia. So two characters. We're all playing two characters, almost all, not quite all, in the show Noises Off at Muncie Civic Theater.
Tell us about your characters.
Sure. My character of Belinda Blair is the actress who is a professional full-time actress, and she's really excited to be part of this company. She loves it. She's kind of the company cheerleader, maybe even a little mother hen-ish, to kind of taking out these maternal instincts on her cast, living out her, you know, maternal desires with her cast members, and bleeding that part of her life into the character a little bit.
Well, my name is Paul Tavianini, and thought process? I think mainly it was really just to try to make sense of everything before I started talking to them about how they were going to accomplish it all. When I say them, I mean the cast. Because the first time, and I have this in the program note, the first time I read the play, I couldn't get through the first act. I got so confused as to where things were going and what doors people were going in or out of. And it was kind of frightening. So I had agreed, I think, at that point to do the show. And I thought, what am I getting myself into? But then the more I read it and the more familiar with it I became, it's just like working on any other script. You just have to make choices about what you want to happen in certain moments and how people are going to get from point A to point B. And when I just took it piece by piece in that regard, it became less of a beast. It became less of something to be scared by, because there's a lot of physical activity in the show. For people who are not familiar with the play, there's a lot of moving around at high speeds, and it's amazing we're not crashing into each other more often. I should say the cast isn't, but that's the source of the comedy. that's the source of the farce.
There's a long tradition of audience love for that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. It's silly, it's campy. If you like a lot of doors opening and closing and people making entrances and exits very quickly, you'll love this show. But it's not just that. I mean, it is situational based. It's character based. I mean, these are people that I think anyone who comes to the theater can recognize these types, mm-hmm. these types of actors. And people certainly who have participated, even more to the point, participated in community theater as performers, will see themselves up in this play, because this is a story about, in essence, a community theater troupe in England taking a touring show around and playing it for months at a time, and what happens to the relationships between those people as they stay on the road together for that lengthy period of time. And so in that regard, it's universal in terms of the way people can relate to just the human situations of what's going on with the characters.
Did you pick up on that universal piece of it yourself? Did this remind you of productions you'd been in?
Absolutely, yes. In the best way.
Tell me a story. I mean, you know, those of us who sit in the, we sit in the audience, we have no idea what's really going on, right?
Can I just address, yeah, I'll tell you what has been really interesting about what's been happening so far is that we as actors and director for this show, for Noises Off here at Muncie Civic, we have been saying lines that the characters say in the play unknowingly, and they've kind of come out of each of our mouths in the same way that the character would say them. So, for example, Todd would ask me a question about something, and he would put it in the phraseology of his character, Freddie, without really knowing it. And that's happening with everybody in the cast. And there's situations like that. The very first few days of rehearsal, when we were trying to figure out who's got the sardines, where are they going, and people would stop, and it was literally just like, what is happening on the stage?
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. I mean, it reminds me of a combination of like a love letter to the theater and kind of making fun of it at the same time, like in the very best way, you know, because there are aspects of it that are very silly, you know, like just that whole, like, what's my motivation? I must understand my motivation. And sometimes there is no motivation. It's just that you need to get in this door and to, you know, to say these words and get off the stage, you know, that's it. And you know, sometimes we look too deep for things that they're really, we're mining it for something that's just not really there.
As Laurence Olivier was famous for saying, just know your lines and don't bump into the furniture.
Have we been conditioned to think, you know, there's more to it than there is?
I think that's what Laura just said. I think that's what this play is poking fun at. But in a play like this, I don't know how much, you know, method you could bring to it, because again, it's a farce and you have to know what the style of it is and you have to know what you're doing. This isn't Waiting for Godot. It's not Death of a Salesman. It's Noises Off. And so when you understand that world, as actors here, Todd and Laura, you know what world you're in, you know what play you're giving. You're not going to approach it the same way you would if you were doing Willie Loman or, you know, something from O'Neill or Shakespeare or Tennessee Williams, or, you know, it's different.
Paul Tavianini, director of Noises Off, playing at Muncie Civic Theater, also talked with Todd Sandman, executive director at the theater, and Laura Williamson, president of their board. They're also in the show. Saturday, the last day, also in the Civic, in the Studio Theater, Delicate Particle Logic. And just ahead, The Little Mermaid Jr. Details at MuncieCivic.org. Coming up, the death of Robin Williams, hitting closer to home than you might think.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Did you have any thought about the loss of Robin Williams? Did you connect with that in any way?
I mean, I think we all did. I think, you know, maybe because of the way it happened too, it was just devastating news to hear. And you know, you can't, you can't help but think, you know, how close is that line between genius and depression or whatever it was that pushed him in that direction, and how long it had been there. There are certainly, on obviously much, much smaller scales, examples of the, what's the word I'm looking for, the thing within somebody that makes them feel less than confident for the actors.
This is a driving force for people who are performers, right?
For performers, and I mean specifically for the actors, the people who are playing the characters in Nothing On. Everyone has their own idiosyncrasies in this cast. I don't mean the Civic actors, I mean the actors within the play. And it, again, I think it reflects that sensibility of wanting to feel like you've got a handle on what you're doing, and yet in the next moment having no clue whatsoever as to what's happening. And it was an unfortunate tragedy. I mean, a thing to find out.
Are performers more at risk for this? And do you think that they guard against it or are aware of, hey, you know, I mean, sometimes it seems that the creative spark that gives people the ability to be others and do that kind of work puts you at risk, or am I... Yeah. Have I read too many magazine articles?
No, not at all. I mean, feel free to join in on this too. As an actor, you're constantly taking risks. That's your job. You know, people don't go to the theater to see every day. They go to see drama. Drama's heightened sense of reality. Drama's heightened situations. It's people faced with choices that are life or death, and that's what people come to the theater to see. So you are living out on that edge. I mean, Heath Ledger. I mean, I don't know what happened there, but again, somebody who from all accounts, with when he was playing that role for the Batman movie, I think, you know, so close to however that creeped into his consciousness or subconsciousness while he was doing that, it obviously affected him in a huge way. And even for those of us who aren't celebrities, you can't help but sometimes when at the end of the rehearsal period, and you guys can certainly speak to this, feel free, but at the end of the day in the rehearsal period, you go home and it's not like you walk out the door and it's all gone.
Right.
I mean,
right, because you're stepping into another story that's not your own story, you know, and so that there is that piece of just setting your whole life aside and looking at something through somebody else's, you know, experience, point of view, and then willing to emotionally connect to it and to physically embody it. And it kind of puts you in a different space and that you have to transition into and out of. And it's tricky, you know, there's a rhythm to it over time.
Yeah. That's a good point, that you find a way to know when you're off stage, right, and you go home. Right. Sometimes, depending on the role in the show, it right, takes longer to do that.
Right.
Right.
Well, there's a frailty to it because you're being private in public, yeah, basically, and you are putting yourself out there. And as a celebrity, your failure, you're not failing just to a small town. You're failing on a global now basis, and your face, your story, made up or not made up, or if a show goes under and you're the star of that show, that's huge amount of pressure that I don't think the public necessarily takes into consideration, because we're so used to what it is to be a celebrity and putting that on people. But carrying that around is huge, not to mention what you have to go through as an actor. And some of the most successful actors have been method actors, so they're bringing up stuff as a jumping off point to fuel their characters. And sometimes that can forces you into a dark place that isn't so easy to brush off.
Do people in the theater, do you think, look out for each other? You have a friend and you see they're down and you know you have to be there for them.
Oh. Well, I think that's the essence of what we experience here in a community theater, is that we are a theater for the community, and then we are also a community unto ourselves. That is fluid. That we are constantly, you know, as president of the board right now, and you know, Todd and I and Paul are always having these conversations about how do we attract, you know, people to see the shows, but also to be in the shows, to take those risks themselves, to nurture that spark inside of them that, you know, has that storytelling, you know, hunger to be a part of something else. You know, I always say everybody wants to sing in the band, and this is kind of another version of that, you know.
Who remembers the Kurt Vonnegut short story? Do you know what I'm going to say? Who Am I This Time?
It's about a guy who's in community theater, mm-hmm, and he's a meek, mild, mild fellow. It may have been produced.
And then once he gets on stage, he becomes this very suave, debonair.
Right.
Everybody loves him, but off stage, he's kind of a nebbishy.
Right. Streetcar Named Desire, and he's tearing off his shirt.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, you know, regarding the do you look out for each other? I've never been a part of a show anywhere, regardless of the level of theater, community theater, regional repertory theater, wherever, even on a set and for a film or a television show, where at some point you didn't bond with at least one other actor almost immediately, and share stories about where you came from, what your experiences have been, you know, the war stories of terrible things that have happened to you as a performer or whatever. But in that, there's a camaraderie that I think there's, I'm not sure about other professions, but certainly as an actor, there's a sense when you meet another actor, when you're working on a show, that you've been through that experience before. You know what it is, you know what it takes, and you're going to be there to help that person if you see that they need help.
Your little house on memory lane.
Paul Tavianini, director of Noises Off, playing at Muncie Civic Theater, Saturday, the last day. Also at the Civic and the Studio Theater, Delicate Particle Logic. And just ahead, The Little Mermaid Jr. Details at MuncieCivic.org.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Muncie Civic Theater opened its new season with Noises Off, and you've been hearing from director Paul Tavianini, cast member Laura Williamson, who's also president of the board, and we talked with Todd Sandman.
One of our concerns before we completely got on board with it was the set itself. As you see, it is a two-story rotating set. So it's a character in itself, not to mention it has, what, seven doors? Eight doors? It is the most complex set we've had in at least 6 years that I'm aware of.
Probably one of the most demanding, too, yes. Right? In terms of navigation through and around.
Knowing where you are as a performer, do you mean? Or
well,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I feel for them. I do because I think in order to make a farce work, the timing has to be, you know, it has to be precise and it has to be clean. And a lot of the way that the show was blocked initially while the set was being built was on a flat stage with no doors. And so we were taking our cues off of one character's lines ending and the other one's beginning. But when you're on the set and you've got different levels and people are going upstairs to go in one door so somebody can come out of another door on the bottom.
You have to relearn all the timing.
Pretty much. Blocking, right? Pretty much. Yep.
And then it's about slam the door here and slam the door there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, don't enter on the line this time, enter on the door slam.
And so, that's a lot to keep, I'm an actor myself, that is a lot to keep track of in your brain. And what makes it even more difficult in this show too, is that within each of the acts, the play Nothing On is being performed every single time. However, because of the business and the way the acts are structured, not all of the dialogue is in each act. In other words, there are some sections where two characters will have less lines in the third act than the exact same scene they have in the first and second act. So it becomes incumbent upon the actors to know what that specific sequence of lines is and to know if there were some lines in between that were taken out, because other characters are dependent upon those cues to hear those lines. And if they're expecting the scene to go longer and they forget that this was truncated for this act, you know, then an entrance gets missed or something. But it does make it very challenging for the actors.
Paul, I speak for all the listeners when it's very challenging for us to follow that.
Description.
No, that's
sure. Well, that's it. I mean,
why it'll be fun because.
Oh, it'll
so
be
much
fun. You won't know any of that when you're watching it. You'll just see the absurdity of it, and it'll ring true.
What's your acting and directing experience been like? How does this fit into the kinds of things that you've done before?
I haven't been in a farce. I haven't directed a farce. I mean, this is new for me. It was new for me to direct Spamalot here back in January. It was the first musical comedy I'd ever directed. But I think what I realized when directing Spamalot was, and I think I knew this all along too, is that I've been in comedies. I think I have a sense of what makes things funny, what makes people laugh. And that's just how I approached it. And I think I had the benefit for this particular show too of having seen the Broadway revival of the production in 2001 with Patti LuPone and Peter Gallagher. And just a stellar cast of actors. And like Todd, when he said he saw it at Fort Wayne, my wife and I we weren't married then, but we were living in New York. We went to see the show together, and we were just completely bold. I mean, I could not stop laughing for the 2.5 hours of the show. It's that kind of play, you know, and I think the audience will see that when they come see this one too. So I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having as much fun as I hope to have directing this.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier about as far as types of shows, I mean, the Carol Burnett show definitely is in this style. I mean, it was farce. All of her vignettes were farce. And so a lot of those pratfalls and falling downstairs and wearing pieces of furniture, like curtains, you know, that it's very much, it's all in Noises Off.
are there experiences that you've had in this and you go, hey, no matter what kind of bad day or night I might have had, gosh, there was that one shining moment doing this. Can you think of a time where you just thought, this is why I do this?
I have that thought every night I come to the theater. This is what I love doing. And sort of the flip side of it being difficult to let it go when you leave, a lot of times it's easy to let the world go when you come here, because you know that this is the place where you want to have fun, where you do what you love, that you enjoy this. And if you're in a, again, like Laura said, a community of like-minded people who are wanting to share that same experience, then you're at home. You're at the place you want to be.
What do you think, Laura?
I mean, there are those moments, yes. There are those, I call them like sunspots, or like a, you know, like a, where you're just on the, you're just basking in that moment. And if you could take that moment and make it, you know, the whole show, you know, I mean, or your whole life, you know, right. I mean, because you're really connecting with your partner on stage, your partners, and you're connecting with the audience at the same time. It's very, very powerful. But I also think that those moments happen in rehearsal too, because we make those connections and we find those. And that's kind of, they're found in rehearsal. They're gems. And then we try to recreate them, you know, and we try to find them fresh again every night. And I think this show has really re-energized me in terms of the value of comedy. And so when you're asking about Robin Williams, that, you know, that really did hit me very hard. And I've just been very nostalgic about the value of comedy. And so it's very ironic that we get to come here every night and just laugh with each other, just to be silly. And the value of that therapeutically is so large. I feel like we can't even say how important that is, you know, how important to walk away from the troubles of life and say, you put it in perspective a little bit.
And I, to add to that, I remember one night when Spamalot was up and running, I think it was like the second night, it was a Saturday night, and I was sitting on the bench at the very, very back of the house there. And I had an experience along the lines of what Laura talked about. I just remember seeing, you know, this full house and people laughing at what they were watching. And I thought about this sense of having no care at that moment for those people. And I sat there and I consciously had a thought, there's such a value in being able to make people laugh.
Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing.
You've heard from Paul Tavianini, Laura Williamson, and Todd Sandman of Muncie Civic Theater. Saturday, September 6th, the last day of their show, Noises Off. Also at the Civic and the Studio Theater, Delicate Particle Logic, and just ahead, The Little Mermaid Jr. Details at MuncieCivic.org. Playing at Ball State, meanwhile, it's Next to Normal, directed by Beth Turcotte, part of the Main Stage series. Tickets and the schedule at bsu.edu. And Anderson's Main Stage Theater is wrapping up Run for Your Wife Saturday and Sunday, with Shrek the Musical coming up in October, and information available at mainstagetheater.org. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from FlexSteel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.